You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our home here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. As promised, we do have
a big announcement.
A special announcement.
Special big announcement.
Special big big special announcement. Calvin, hit it.
That's weird. There it is. Wait.
It's coming.
There we go.
After 44 years in radio.
Yeah.
The past three at Civic Media.
Mm-hmm.
Almost 2 years as host of this show, Matinair on Air. I am happy to share with you that I am going to be retiring next month.
Excuse me?
I am going to retire in December.
Sorry, my
this year.
Brain just went into a dull, faint humming sound. All I'm hearing are lies being spewed by this clear robot that's replaced our beloved Jane, who will never leave radio.
It's time.
It's absolutely time.
And I really just want to take this opportunity to say thank you. Really.
Yeah.
Thank you for four decades of welcoming into your homes and your cars and your garages and your barns or wherever you listen to the radio. Thank you so very, very much. I have been so fortunate for the last 44 years. Whether I shared the loss of a pet or the loss of a boyfriend or the loss of a job, or I celebrated getting a pet or getting married or getting a job
or getting a boyfriend.
That too. You grieved with me. You celebrated with me. You gave me words of comfort and encouragement and congratulations and well wishes. And the stories that people have shared with me over the years. Mm-hmm. Through your phone calls and your emails and your texts and even your voice notes have made my life much richer, much fuller, and most definitely much funnier.
All right.
So thank you to my colleagues, Greg and Calvin, past and present, everyone here at Civic Media. I am so proud to finish up my career on this incredible network. This is just the beginning, everybody. This is just the beginning for new chapters ahead.
New chapters ahead. And this is, I mean, you are retired. You're announcing your retirement. This is by no means the last day we're going to be.
My last show will be December 12th.
There you go.
And we're going to have some special guests and special things.
And special laughs.
And special laughs.
And I guarantee you she's going to cry.
Oh, I will absolutely.
Oh, my goodness.
Be a blubbering mess. But thank you all so very, very, very much from the bottom of my heart. It has been an incredible ride. It's been remarkable. Never in my wildest dreams did I ever think that I would spend 44 years doing this.
Yeah. I mean,
and for the most part, stayed employed. It's shocking.
And you got to, you know, I don't know, like the past 3 years have been wonderful to watch you just take the reins of a show and really molded into something special.
It has been so much fun.
Yeah.
And I firmly believe that this has been the most important work I've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I thank Civic Media for giving me this opportunity, which is very rare. And for anyone who knows media and how media works, it's pretty unusual for a 60-something woman to be given her own show.
Yeah.
It really is a rarity. And so thank you to Civic Media for believing in me and trusting in me and giving me this opportunity. It's been incredible. I have learned so much.
Yeah.
I've learned so much. And hopefully we had some laughs along the way.
Well, what are you talking about? We've had lots of laughs.
We
had lots of laughs today.
We did.
Yeah. So
we did. Laughing is good.
I don't think you need to worry about that. And I'm going to let you into a little secret in the world of Jane and our conversations. One of the things that she's always worried about is that this whole thing, whether it's this show or your career, hasn't had an impact on people. And I think you know very well that's not the case.
But you know how difficult it is because we have, this is very much a one-sided communication medium.
Yeah.
And so we say things and they go out into the ether and you don't know how that lands lot of times.
But just from the announcement that's been announced certainly before, we just made this announcement a few minutes ago, people are already sending in their well wishes and telling you that you know, from Sue from Franklin, simply, no! She's like, seriously, congratulations. A well-deserved retirement. Dan from Wausau, congrats. Carmela from Milwaukee, OMG, Jane, thank you. Please pop in once in a while or give us updates. Loves ya, Carmela. And Chris Casper says, I already miss Jane.
Thank you so much.
I think that we will be having wonderful, wonderful questions. We'll be having wonderful conversations, talking about the memories, talking to some friends from the past. Who knows who will stop by, but we will have wonderful discussions and just be a part of it. And you can find out more by going to civicmedia.us/shows. Look for Matt and Air on Air. If you go to the front page, there's actually, you can go right there. It just says the big announcement and you can click more. We got a press release out because we want to tell the world this is an important thing. You're important.
Well,
deal with it.
I really appreciate
that. You're important.
I also just want to share that, by the way, to the disappointment of some, I'm not getting shoved out and I'm not being forced out and I'm not hanging on by my fingernails going, saying, no. We talked about this for a long time ago, when I started as host of this program and I told the managers here at Civic that I wanted to retire by the time I was 66. I'm going to be 66 shortly after the first of the year. Mm-hmm. This was always the plan.
Yes.
This was always the plan.
Yeah.
And again, I want to thank Civic again for knowing that and still giving me the gig.
Not saying like, oh, well, goodbye.
Oh, well, okay, never mind. We'll get somebody else. Thanks a lot. That was great.
Yeah. And we're seeing chats through Civic Media coming through. Now everyone's hearing the news right now as the message is being dispersed. Melissa Kay, the very wonderful, wonderful Melissa Kay, award-winning host, Melissa Kay. I will miss you on the airways. Jane, you are fabulous. And Pat Kreitlow just sent a crying emoji, broken heart, and then hearts, because he loves emojis. Don't we love emojis?
Just love emojis.
I will not ask you what the next chapter is right now. We'll talk about all that stuff in the weeks to come. And like I said, we're going to have wonderful discussions and have great laughs and maybe even listen to some things from the past. Who knows?
There's some interesting things from the past.
Folks, she was in radio in the 80s, so you know there's fun things happening there.
Oh, there's a commercial that I was in with one of my first partners.
Yeah.
Just for the perm. We need to share that just so you can see the perm I had in 1987.
It's not so much a perm, but a protective helmet of hair, which kept you from any enemies, foreign and or domestic. It's an arrow. It's like an arrow that points up to the sky to say, God, why? God, why?
You forget that we did those things.
Oh, I don't. I had a mother in the 80s who loved a good permanent set.
Who didn't love a good perm?
Exactly. And look at all of the wonderful things on the live. King Rat, congratulations, Jane. We'll miss you. Miss RDT, love you, Jane. I miss you. I will miss you so much, but whatever you choose, you will excel. Congratulations. Robin Tigerton says, congratulations, Jane, on a very wonderful career. Very best in the future. You will be missed.
Thank you.
And Jenny says, though we've only begun getting to know one another, Jane deserves some rest and relaxation. It's time for the animals and gardens to have a full attention.
Now I can concrete the whole thing. Finally be happy.
Wow.
Concrete over my garden.
How's your garden? It's gone.
It's concrete.
It's absolutely gone.
If you are just joining us,
Your special big announcement. I'm not going to. I need a job.
I am retiring next month. Yep. I will be retiring in December. My final show will be December 12th. All of that week leading up to my final day, we will have special guests and special things and special nightmares from my past.
We're not going to have special nightmares. That's not what's going to happen. Rita in La Crosse listening, WLCX, we're really going to miss you. Good luck on your new adventure. Kimberly in Wauwatosa listening on WAUK. Can we get a Jane Says t-shirt? We will miss you dearly. Merch Kimberly is a whole other topic.
We would love to get you a Jane Says t-shirt, Kimberly. That would be fabulous.
And Melissa in Stevens Point on WAUK says, love you, Jane and Greg. We love you right back. But it's going to be a fun next few weeks. And then I'm looking forward to your further adventures. And that whether you just sit in the back garden and read books and sip tea, or you decide to become an MI6 spy, unless you've been one this entire time.
I wasn't going to say that.
Oh, my
loud.
Goodness.
Now you busted me.
Sorry about that. I don't know how to keep secrets.
My opportunity to finally pursue my passion in astrophysics.
No, astrophysics? Absolutely. I mean, Dr. Jane Mattinair.
It is interesting, though, when you tell people that you're retiring, everybody says, so what are you going to do? Like, well, I mean, I don't really, I'm going to live, I think, and goof around a little.
See, here's the thing okay, I'm glad you're saying this now, because you have brought this point up a few times. That's a perfectly legitimate question, and the answer you could always say was, I'm not sure yet. Not be baffled by it.
Well, it's almost like people expect you to have I'm going to write the next great American novel, and then I'm going to change the world.
No, they don't. They're just saying, hey, what's next? And if you say, I don't know, they're going to be like, okay, and then they're going to move on.
Okay, then.
Yeah. Well, hey, Jane, let's try it.
Okay.
You're retiring?
I am retiring.
I just heard it listening to Civic Media.
You did.
This great show, Matt and Aaron Air, 9 to 11, Monday through Fridays. Catch it. What are you doing next?
I don't know.
Great. I got to go to the grocery store now. Cool. Thanks, man. Talk to you later. See, it's that simple.
If you have retired, I would love to know what you did.
Yes.
And what things you started to do after you said goodbye to work.
Were you able to just stop? Because I don't know anyone who's retired who is just like,
I'm done.
Today I'm just going to sit on the couch and watch some TV, and tomorrow, same thing. It's always, I got to do something.
Well, yeah, and I would love to hear from you if you have suggestions what to do in retirement at 855-752-4842. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Big announcements.
She gets mad and she starts to cry. She takes a swing. She can't hurt. She don't mean no harm. She just don't know what else to do about it. Jane says.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Mock, our one, our only Cal Zone, coming to you live from our home at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We have Audio Sorbet coming up after the 10:30 news. Mm-hmm. Tony Shalhoub, Wisconsin native. He's from Green Bay.
Yeah.
Actor on Monk.
Actor on Wings.
An actor on many things. He's got a new show on CNN called Breaking Bread with Tony Shalhoub.
Yeah.
And he spent a whole bunch of time filming an episode in Green Bay. We're going to talk about if he comes back, where do you think Tony Shalhoub should go next?
Yeah, tell us where in Wisconsin he should visit. Also, by the way, I thought Breaking Bread was about an actor who had to turn to a life of making illegal breads.
Bad.
And oh, sorry, bad. Wrong show.
Wrong show.
Wrong show.
Different show. By the way, if you're just joining us, we announced at the top of the show, I am retiring after 44 years behind the microphone, the last 3 years here at Civic Media, almost the last two as host of this show. My final show here on the network will be on December 12th.
I think it's really, I think from now on, for the rest of the time being, between now and the 12th, I should always act like I'm just hearing this for the first time.
Never heard it
like,
before.
What? Who told you? Wait. Hi.
Who was
never told this?
By the way, just to clarify, this was always planned.
Yes.
This was always the plan, even when I started here, even when they offered me my own show to host Matt and Air on Air. They've known about this for a long time.
Yeah.
And were gracious enough.
Yeah.
To say, that's okay, do it for as long as we got you.
Exactly. And that's basically another way of Jane saying to her haters, she's not being fired.
Yeah, they didn't fire me.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry if that wrecks
your
day. Sorry,
all those people out there who leave us really nice voice notes. But yes, we've gotten some wonderful, wonderful text messages. But before we get to those, we have a caller on the line.
Cindy from Appleton is joining us. Good morning, Cindy. Thanks for being here. What'd you want to say?
Well, it's sad to hear that you're leaving, but I get it. But if you're looking for retirement opportunities, there's lots of volunteering at humane societies and Feeding Americas and things like that.
Excellent
but
ideas.
I know when I officially retire, I am going to start traveling. Of course, I wouldn't be doing that now because of the idiot that is not in charge. But it is something I will plan on doing eventually.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, Cindy. Thank you so much. Oh, yeah, there's lots of volunteer opportunities available.
Yeah.
From, like Cindy said, from the Humane Society to Feeding America and food shelters and food pantries and all those things. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to exploring some of those options. And by the way, I'm still going to be showing up across the network here and there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. What, are you going to ban me now?
No,
are you going to ban me?
Like, I have power, please. You're adorable. Debbie on the live stream says, congrats, Jane. Everyone will miss you and love listening to you, to your amazing vibe with the cuz. By the way, Debbie is my cousin who lives in South Dakota. Oh, and Aquanet as well.
Aquanet,
yes, Aquanet.
Much Aquanet.
When you can't afford a military-grade helmet, Aquanet.
That does the job.
Exactly. We also got some wonderful text messages coming through here. Oh, my goodness. Let's see here. John from Oshkosh says, Jane, I had to pull over to text. Your voice will be missed on this great network. Best wishes on the new adventures and some much-deserved R&R. Civic Media and listeners have been better off with your perspectives and presence on air.
Thank you so much, John. Yeah. That's so sweet of you. We really appreciate that.
Absolutely. Let's see here. This is just from someone listening to WAUK. First, congrats. You've earned time to live for you. Second, I'm a puddle, but sadly, it's not about me. And finally, my deep love and respect to a woman who helped break the glass ceiling in this industry and did it with class, talent, and charm. Save me an aisle seat at the theater for a happier, better latter day. So it's a lot of wonderful congrats to you from Troy and Mount Horeb.
Thank you, Troy.
Carmela, as far as the question is, we will share more about the show in the coming weeks. But yeah, for right now, it's all about Jane and the fact that you are going to be hanging up
the microphone
for the full-time notion.
For the full-time notion.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Exactly. Yes. December the 12th will be your last official day here as far as, like, you know, being matinee on air.
Right.
But yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to talk to a lot of great people. And like, I'm going to just actually have like 8 boxes of Kleenex.
Here. For me.
For you, yeah, mainly. But I will probably
fall apart. I'm a squish.
You are a squish.
We all know I'm a squish.
I know. You try to push forth this really like, you know, like I'm tough and really Arr. It's like start show her a dog video. And she's like, I don't know what to do with myself.
Squish. 855-752-4842. Ollie joining us real quickly. Ollie, we don't have a lot of time. Thanks for joining us. What'd you want to say?
Well, I just want to say you'll be missed, and I understand you're wanting to pave over your yard given you hate weeds, but I'm a little concerned that you might start tearing down your east wing.
I will not, I promise you, Ollie, any improvements I do on the East Wing will not touch the current East Wing.
Yeah.
Unless I decide to tear the whole thing down, then who's going to stop me?
Yeah, who's exactly, exactly.
Appreciate it, Ollie. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and yeah, it's we're getting a lot, from inside and outside the Civic Media universe, we're getting a lot of wonderful, wonderful wishes, a lot of crying emojis.
Oh.
A lot of people are going to miss you, Jane.
I am going to miss everyone here so much. Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah.
I have had, again, with all of the challenges that we've had in these past couple of years, showing up here every day and working with you and Calvin and everyone else at Civic Media has kept me from going crazy.
Well, I'm glad we kept you from going crazy.
Yeah. It would have been ugly.
But really quick before we get out before Audio Sorbet here, Bob in Glendale says, "Hi Jane, wanted to wish you the best of luck. I've been a listener since the Gene Miller days. You are a true professional radio person. Happy retirement. We will miss you, Bob from Glendale."
Thank you so much, Bob. Really appreciate it. Yeah. All right, we got news coming up next, and then a little Audio Sorbet where we lighten things up, get away from the news. We're talking about Tony Shalhoub. Where should he go?
In Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin.
That's on the way. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin Nader on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter.
Hello, live stream.
Oh, yes, I know. Hello, live stream.
Goodness.
Wow. Thanks to Dan Schaefer, who did some goosing on social media for us to get all those live streamers to join us. If you missed it at the top of the show, I did announce, it was the announcement of an announcement.
Yeah.
I am retiring next month.
What?
I am retiring in December. December 12th will be my last full show here at Civic Media. It's been 44 years, 3 years here at Civic, almost two years as host of Matt Nair on Air, not quite two.
Well,
would be two.
Days. And also, you started hosting the gig in the fall of 23, which whenever I say stuff like that makes me sound like an old... Back in the fall of 23, we got our first battery-operated radio. But yeah, you've been... It's been your show for quite a while now, and I personally feel like we're going to go out with some style.
We're going to have some fun. Yes.
We're going to make Calvin laugh a few times. I know that's difficult. See, he's smiling right now, but I can get a laugh from him. But
we'll get him to laugh.
We'll make him to giggle.
Yeah.
Chortle.
It should be a lot of
guffaw.
Fun. Guffaw. So I hope you can join us that last weekend, that last show that will happen on December 12th.
Yeah.
Right now, this is the portion of the program that we call Audio Sorbet, where we like to get away from the news and talk about lighter things so we don't all crack up. And there was an article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about Tony Shalhoub, Wisconsin native, of course, famous actor known for...
Wings.
Monk.
Monk. The Marvelous Miss Maisel.
Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Mrs. Maisel.
Galaxy Quest, one of my favorites. If you haven't seen it, you should watch it. But he filmed a whole episode. He's got a new series on CNN called Breaking Bread with Tony Shalhoub.
Mm-hmm.
And he did a whole series with Leroy Butler.
Yes.
In Green Bay. And that got us talking this morning before we jumped on the air about where else should Tony go when he comes back.
Yes, because, you know, it's going to get a second season. It's a great show. It's Tony Shalhoub. Why wouldn't you do that?
Exactly. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. When Tony Shalhoub makes a second go around here in Wisconsin for his Breaking Bread series on CNN, where should he go?
Yeah, where should he visit?
Where should he? Where's the restaurant in your town that he should stop at? Where is your favorite coffee shop? Where is your? Maybe you have an attraction.
Oh yeah, it doesn't. Honestly, it doesn't have to be food.
Have to be food.
For this, we're just speculating. So yeah,
855-752-4842.
We I think. I'm trying to think if it's still, if he's coming to this area, southeastern Wisconsin, I would say probably want to grab cheese curds. I mean, all over Wisconsin, but I can always name a few places that would be great for cheese curds.
Better than Culver's?
I don't want to get, do you ask me to get in trouble with Culver's? Do you know how much this network loves on Culver's?
We love Culver's.
I love Culver's too, but I don't.
You don't want to get into cheese curd wars.
I don't want to get into a cheese curd. Like, I won't win that war. I'm just one man. I can't take on Culver's. All I will say about that, I enjoy their cheese curds, but they are not my first choice. That's all I'm saying.
That's fine.
Coming with peace.
It's your opinion. You can have an opinion.
Yeah.
Calvin, you want to check in on this?
Well, I guess I just have an opinion on cheese curds. I will say what Greg does not want to say. What? I love Culver's cheese curds. They are not what I would totally consider a Wisconsin cheese curds as far as their breading. It's more of like a breadcrumb breading.
Mm-hmm.
When I think of Wisconsin cheese curds, it should be a beer batter breading.
Yes. And
so I guess that's where I agree with Greg.
So we're getting very particular now about our curds.
Yes, I'm pretty particular. But like I said, I like Culver's cheese curds for what they are. But if we're talking about down-home Wisconsin cheese curds, it should be beer battered.
Yeah, and there's a place in Milwaukee, Lakefront Brewery, who has like the best cheese curds ever. I mean, oh my gosh, you can't stop with them. And they're big chunks too. And it's a beer batter dip. It's a beer batter they're dipped in, and then it's a garlic ranch you dip those in. And and you don't even need the ranch, I will say. This is not, by the way, I'm not shilling for Lakefront Brewery, even though, full disclosure.
We're available for sponsorships.
I used to work there. But I just think, Culver's, the cheese curds are serviceable. They're fine. They're good. But I agree with Calvin. To me, they've got to be like an experience. And those.
You need to step up the game a little bit.
Now I'm hungry.
All right. Cheese curds. We got Tony Shalhoub on the list for cheese curds. Yep. What else should Tony Shalhoub visit? Where should he visit the next time he comes around for his new show on CNN called Breaking Bread with Tony Shalhoub? His series is focused specifically about bread.
Yes.
But
yes.
We wanted to open it up and make it much wider.
Well, and I think that, one place he can go, Rob from Tigerton talks about this place a lot. He says on the live stream he should stop at Rachel's Roadside off of Highway 29 near Wittenberg for an excellent meal. And I'm sure in that meal he will get bread.
I'm sure he will get bread.
But I've heard great things about Rachel's Roadside. There are a lot of variety in their menu.
Is it a diner?
I believe it's a diner. Yeah.
You can't go wrong with a good diner.
No, I agree with. And another place he can go to where we went to this year, the Butternut Cafe.
So good.
The whole show is just about bread?
The whole show is just about bread.
Wow.
Yeah. Breaking bread.
That's amazing. I mean, I when I heard breaking bread, I think having a meal with somebody.
That's what I thought too.
Okay.
I'm sure they eat other things other than bread, but that is the focus.
You know what I really want right now? It's a warm piece of like a piece of French bread, a baguette, warm, oil on the plate.
Little dip.
Mm. Oh, so tasty. Now I'm really, really hungry.
855-752-4842. Where should Tony Shalhoub go the next time he comes around in Wisconsin? What should he eat? What restaurant in your community should he stop by? Maybe you have a smaller mustard museum, like the one in Mount Horeb.
What if you just have a mustard museum in your garage?
That's maybe he should go there.
Where would you tell him to go? Where would you in Wisconsin to eat? I should say.
That's a really good question because it really depends upon what you want to eat. You know what I mean? So breakfast would be one thing.
Yeah.
If you're gonna do breakfast,
yeah.
I love this little place called
the McDonald's.
No, there's the place in Racine. I stop at it like three times a week now.
Yeah.
The Cup.
Oh, the Cup?
Is that what it's called? I'll have to double check.
I'll look it up while you're talking about the Cup.
The Cup.
All right. It's a Racine. It's like a breakfast place?
It's a breakfast place.
Okay.
It's right on the way here to the station.
All right. There we go.
They have a great croissant sausage sandwich.
Yeah, you do enjoy that.
I do. Because it's really good for me. No, it's not.
Hey, man, you're retiring. Do what you want.
Do I get to do anything I want now?
I think so. You get to say whatever you'd like. You get to like raise your fist in the air like, I get to do what I want.
No ramifications anymore?
I don't see a place called The Cup. I see a place called Chloe's Cafe or Blueberry Hilltop Cafe. There's a lot of cafes here.
Lots of cafes.
But yeah, I mean, it's a good breakfast sandwich is always a good place to start.
Not all the same.
No.
Breakfast sandwiches are not all
the
same.
No, they are not.
Jim in Campbellsport texting in, yes to cheese curds, Jane, Greg, and Calvin. Mullins in Knowlton.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Mullins? They got the curd, the cheese curd game going on.
Okay. All right.
Well, good to know.
Could write this down for the next trip.
855-752-4842. Tony Shalhoub spent a whole day with Leroy Butler in and around Green Bay for his new series on CNN called Breaking Bread with Tony Shalhoub. Where should he go the next time he comes around?
Leroy is the one who, I'm sorry, I don't know sports. Leroy is the one who does the mac and cheese, right? He's famous for the mac and cheese. Am I mistaken? Calvin, do you know this one?
He very well may be. I did not know about his. I'm going to look it up for you.
Okay, thank you very much. It's fun to watch him go there. Like, I saw some clips from the show, and he was just, like, walking through his hometown and talking to his family. He's one of a big family as well.
Oh, Tony Shalhoub. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. A big Lebanese family.
I believe so, yes. Yeah. I hope he comes back to Wisconsin for every season. One episode's always dedicated to Wisconsin, because it'd be fun to see him, you know, zhuzh up Wisconsin. We can always use that.
Well, and I think, Sue from Franklin texted this in, he needs to go to a supper club for sure.
Absolutely.
Maybe they did that in Green Bay. I don't know. I didn't see that episode.
I'm going to watch that.
But otherwise, I would, he's got to go to the 5 o'clock club in Milwaukee.
Okay.
Which has been there for. Ever.
See, that's what I would say about the
famous steak place.
The Hobnob in Racine. It's like Pleasant Prairie.
Oh, yeah.
Right on the lake.
Hobnob is great.
It's great, but you gotta dress up. And also, you gotta come real hungry, because those portions are big. You will leave satiated, and don't wear a tight shirt. Come with looser fitting clothing, but look nice.
Because you're gonna need some expansion room.
Just their side of asparagus is like, it's like a bushel.
Ooh.
Yeah, and they're like, there you go. Calvin, did you find out who that Packer was?
It looks like, yes, Leroy Butler was featured on a segment of TMJ4's Morning Blend, where he shared his mac and cheese recipe.
Yeah, he's shared.
Oh.
People make that mac and cheese. Like, I remember seeing, because I wasn't sure if it was him or another player, but like just these huge trays of mac and cheese. He's got a whole recipe. I think my mom's actually made it a few times too. It's super creamy and delicious. What
is it?
You can't go wrong.
Is it stovetop? Do we know? Now I'm curious.
No, that's stuffing.
No, you can make stovetop mac and cheese.
I believe. Oh, is it? Or versus baked mac and cheese. I get you. I was being a smart aleck there.
Because you would never do that.
I would never ever do that. Is it a stovetop or is it an oven?
I am looking.
I think it's an oven.
I am looking at Leroy's famous five cheese creamy mac and cheese. Because I love a good mac and cheese. Ooh, a pound of Gouda. A pound of Gouda, a pound of Colby, a pound of sharp cheddar.
Yeah.
Half a cup of mozzarella. Half a cup of breadcrumbs.
See, bread. We're back on topic with bread.
This is in a large pot on the stovetop.
It is. Okay. All right.
But no, and then you bake it.
You bake it. Okay. Jim from Brookfield listening in right now says, Tony should go to any place that serves good custard. That's true. You should always get a good custard. And then Peter in New London listening to WISS says, the Apollon. I'm sorry if I am.
The Apollo?
The Apollo. I don't know if it's Apollo or Apollon. There's an N in there.
I think it's Apollo.
The Apollo in Appleton has great Greek. Oh, yeah. I guess. Yeah. Great Greek food. Oh, I love great Greek food. He also started Leroy Butler also started the Lambeau Leap.
He was the creator of the Leap.
There's other things about the Packers we'll be talking about, too, that have to do with Jane's history as well in the coming weeks, which is why you should stick around for Matt and Aaron Air, because Jane made a huge announcement at the top of the hour. What's that announcement, Jane?
I am retiring in December. My final show here on Civic Media will be December 12th.
And if you know Jane, you know why the Packers mean a lot to her. But we're not going to talk about that today.
We'll get around to it. All right. When we return, we are going to wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the Hot Stuff Edition. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, our one, our only Cal Zone on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text. The number is the same at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream. Good morning, live stream. On Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up on the show tomorrow, it is Tuesday, November 4th. That means Pat Kreitlow will be here from Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Also, Terry Barr, our friend and colleague and the person we call the genie of just about everything at Civic Media. She does a great series called Slice of Wisconsin.
Yes.
Where she highlights things that are unique to our state. Terry's going to be here tomorrow for Audio Sorbet, so it should be a lot of fun. I hope you can join us. Right now, though, we are going to wrap up the show, as we always do, with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Calvin, take it away.
This shouldn't be a thing.
As always, if you find a thing you think should not be, send it into Greg and me at Jane Says at civicmedia.us, JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. This is from CNN. Calvin found this one. Tyra Banks.
Ah, her.
Remember her?
I remember her.
Tyra Banks is launching hot ice cream, and the internet is a bit chilly about it.
There's like a temperature thing, like here's your hot ice cream, here's
the
your ice cream.
Former supermodel turned entrepreneur has announced she is launching hot ice cream. She has an ice cream company called Smize and Dream.
I don't know what that means. That's weird.
That is a shop in Australia.
Good day, mate.
She says she came up with the idea to honor her mother. During Mama's hard working years, every Friday night after dinner, we'd have girls' night at the Häagen-Dazs ice cream shop in Hollywood. Fast forward decades later, Tyra Banks, of course, America's next top model, announced her big special announcement. The world's first hot ice cream experience. Not a latte.
Oh, my God.
Not a hot chocolate. But your favorite scoops transformed into liquid hot ice cream sippable, baby.
So a shake. She invented a shake.
She invented melted ice cream.
She invented a hot melted ice cream shake.
Yes.
I thought this was going to be I thought hot ice cream just was something to do with, like, you know, it was going to be, I don't know, like...
In a suggestive carton?
A suggestive carton, or just make me feel bad about my body. Well, it would be if I drink enough of this hot ice cream shake bunk.
Tyra Banks' new hot ice cream is called Hot Mama.
I hate this.
Apparently, there's a little confusion on social media. One person said, Tyra, what the hell are you talking about?
Valid question.
I think so, too. Another user says she's completely riveted even as she can see the hot ice cream, but I have a suspicion I'm being lied to. I can't even tell what we're at with here.
No.
It seems like a liability to refuse to tell customers it's coming in a cup.
You shouldn't call it hot ice cream. You should just call it a shake.
Shouldn't you just call it flavored cream?
You could call it a whole bunch of things, but hot ice cream is not one. Hot ice, when a supermodel, I'm sorry, entrepreneur puts out something called hot ice cream, I feel like it's harkening back to her supermodel career, which I also have weird problems with as far as calling it hot ice cream. But this is in remembrance or in tribute to
honor her mother.
When they used to get Häagen-Dazs ice cream.
Yes.
Cold Häagen-Dazs. At what point did her mother say, hold on, kids, put those in bowls, put them on the kitchen table, we'll come back in an hour, and then we'll make some memories.
Yeah.
This is, I don't want to say this is a grift, I just think it's a poorly thought out idea.
I would agree with you. Several other commenters on social media. So, custard?
It's not even custard.
Another asks, isn't this just a warm milkshake?
Yes.
Melted ice cream as a drink. It's melted, or perhaps just have a cup of warm milk.
This is a business venture in which, when the question was asked, how could this fail? Many people stood up and gave their opinions.
I have some ideas.
I have many opinions. This is something that I don't even think, like, maybe 15 years ago is something we would have bought because Tyra Banks was at the pinnacle.
She was a thing.
Yeah. But I think even if Taylor Swift right now said, I'm putting out hot ice cream with a free friendship bracelet, I still think most of her fans would say, okay, but this is weird.
I would agree with you.
Are you going to have some, though?
We'll get
you some,
no.
For your retirement? We'll get some hot ice cream?
The U.S. launch slated for this winter. Oh, goody.
Nothing says delicious on a cold winter's day like hot ice cream.
January day to introduce fans to this unique dessert experience.
Not unique.
Which has gone viral in Australia. Expect people to have a lot more questions.
I have a lot more questions. Hot ice cream in Australia. No one said this was all the rage in Australia. I'm looking at Smize and Dreams website. That's ice cream. I'm looking at like piles of ice cream.
Well, then it's false advertising.
I'm so confused by this.
I think she
maybe
is too.
It melts on its way being shipped from there to here.
And then it's just a liquid. There you go. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers and everyone at Civic Media. Without all of you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and texting and listening and watching on the live stream. It means the world, genuinely. I hope you find some joy today and you get the chance to share it. Keep it right here. We have news coming up next, followed by Tom Hartman, Todd Alba. I'll be joining him at 2:30.
Oh, boy.
Maggie Dawn, Pete Schwabba, and Robert Pilot. So keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.